Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. We're learning new details about the deadly incident at a Delta maintenance facility at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Two workers died, another was injured. ABC's Faith Abube is near the scene.
At this point, Delta is confirming that this incident happened in the wheel and tire shop of its maintenance facility here at the Atlanta airport. This happened around 5 o'clock this morning. Emergency crews arrived. Two employees were dead. A third is now receiving medical attention.
American consumers feeling more confident in August. The Consumer Confidence Index, which measures short-term expectations over the economy, rose last month compared to July. Israel's military says it's rescued a 52-year-old hostage found alive in the tunnel network in Gaza. The Arab Israeli, one of dozens taken hostage during the October 7th Hamas attacks. And extreme heat building another day in the Midwest and temperatures moving east, leading to schools to be closed. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Be careful outside again today. Excessive heat warnings and advisories are in effect for a second straight day. Corey Zeistra was helping her daughter move into her dorm at UW-Milwaukee yesterday morning.
I have to go to work after this, but I think that a stop home to wash off a little bit is going to be in order.
Wisconsin is dealing with the hottest temperatures of the summer, with a heat index above 105 degrees in parts of Milwaukee yesterday. A northern Wisconsin community is asking for state and federal help to negotiate road access with tribal officials. The Lac du Flambeau tribe and the town of Lac du Flambeau have been in talks for more than a year after the tribe cut off public access to roads on the reservation that lead to private homes. Tribal leaders want the town to pay easements that have been neglected for more than a decade. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth City Council is turning their attention to helping the unhoused population after passing ordinance changes that ban outdoor camping on city property. According to a Northern News Now report, city councilors met with emergency shelter organizers before their meeting on Monday to improve how the city responds to the growing need for emergency shelter service. Shelter officials suggested improvements to things like disaster response, expansion of shelter beds, and creating more affordable housing units in the city. One person was killed in a two-vehicle crash in Polk County over the weekend. According to a press release from the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 11 a.m. on Saturday at the intersection of State Highway 48 and County Highway I near the village of Luck. Law enforcement authorities say a pickup truck was traveling on County Highway I when it failed to stop at a stop sign, colliding with an SUV on Highway 48. A passenger in the SUV was pronounced deceased at the scene, and the crash is under investigation. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers ready for a new season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers host Western Michigan on Friday night. Wisconsin finished with a disappointing 7-6 record last season. Head coach Luke Fickle.
And if I would say anything about last year, that's where I think after week one and two, I did recognize one of our shortcomings was our ability to problem solve. As things changed within a game, as things changed from the start of a game, because, I felt like last year we were really good with the things we prepared for, but we were not nearly as good with the things that we hadn't prepared for and to be able to problem solve. And I think we'll get a great look at that in week one.
NFL, the Packers have a new backup quarterback. They traded a 7th-round pick to the Titans for Malik Willis, who now has to learn a new playbook by next week.
Without preparation, you never feel comfortable. You never feel like you're able to go do your best. I just want to take every day like this my last and just learn as much as I can, retain that information, and go out there and try to do it the next day.
That's the Packers' new backup quarterback, Malik Willis, with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Rounds of showers and thunderstorms continue to work their way across the area today, some of which have the potential to be strong to severe, packing high winds, heavy downpours, and some hail. Otherwise today, cloudy, breezy, and much cooler, with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 68.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Esther Flonase is our guest, and also Dr. Laura Hanks with another edition of Public Service Announcement. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. It is Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Mr. Zommers, as my grandma used to say, it's sultry. Sultry out.
It sure is. It's disgusting, and I'm happy we have functional air conditioning.
I'm not sure disgusting, but it's
in my personal opinion.
All right, very good. We haven't done this in a while. For those watching on the stream, let's take a look down on the State Street live cam and see what's going on down there on State Street, just below us.
Well, never mind. Street cam is not set up.
What the heck? Oh, I see. Look, talk for a second. I'll fix it.
So it looks like the camera must have been used for another purpose. It seems like they were maybe recording a podcast that needed two cameras, and so it got moved somewhere else, and it fell down. And so Todd is currently re-affixing the street cam to its proper location so that we can actually see the streets of the Capitol Square. He's working on it right now. It seems like he had some difficulty securing it, but we should be able to see right now.
Let's take a look at it now.
See what it looks like.
Look at that. I am very proud of myself.
Much better.
I'm very proud of myself that I was able to fix something with technology all by myself. Ironically enough, now there's nobody on the street. Oh, here comes the guy. Here. We can play like Letterman used to do. What about that guy? They're in shorts?
Looks like the person had something to throw away.
Threw something away. Cars are going by. Earlier, there was a big hubbub down there on the street. People are honking at one another. Again, just pack your patience. Be kind when you're driving around, particularly downtown Madison. As you can see, Madisonians are inside, smoking a bowl and enjoying air conditioning on a Tuesday afternoon. I don't know if they're doing that or not, but probably several are. We've seen a lot. By the way, it's that time of year, Mr. Zommers. I'm not sure if you noticed it. It's like the equivalent to the swallows returning to Capistrano, as the students are beginning to move in and bringing the flock back, 40,000 undergraduate students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, the great University of Wisconsin-Madison. It brings, when you live in a college town, I mean, the summers are kind of nice because traffic is a little bit less congested and things are a bit more chill, but there's a certain vibe, a certain energy when the students are here in town, and I welcome them back.
Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse. It just as long as you don't have to drive anywhere during the noon-ish hour, which we don't because we have a live radio show.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's great.
So welcome back, students. Lots of people are moving. I would not want to be moving into a dorm today, by the way.
I would not. No, that sounds simply terrible.
For those who are listening to WAUK in southeast Wisconsin, some severe weather moving through. Most of it, the severe stuff is now over. Maybe a straggling storm or two as we look at weather radar. basically from La Crosse over to south of Wausau and into Oshkosh. Everything south of there, you're looking at heat advisories or heat warnings for much of the day and extending into the evening, particularly southeast Wisconsin. So just be aware of that. Again, stay inside if you can and air condition, drink lots of water, and just chill out today. As we see the sun here in Madison, that's actually a bad thing because that's going to allow the atmosphere to warm up and create one of those heat bubbles. We expect a cool front to move through a little bit later on today and into tonight, and that may trigger another round of severe weather later on tonight. So just be aware of that. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for joining us on hour number one. Want to get into, and we tease this a little bit here. I think most of us are aware, Vice Presidential Republican MAGA candidate J.D. Vance, the childless cat lady digs. Well, here we go from Axios. Great news service. GOP Vice Presidential nominee. Senator J.D. Vance, Republican of Ohio, said in an interview that aired Sunday that while, quote, I regret that a lot of people took it the wrong way, unquote, his past comments about childless cat ladies is not high on his list of regrets. Mr. Zommer, I think we have this queued up. I think it was Kristen Welker from Meet the Press. Here is J.D. Vance talking to Meet the Press.
Out a little bit. Then. You're calling it a sarcastic comment.
Sure.
And yet, some women, and you got the feedback in real time, felt like it was a gut punch to them personally. Do you regret making that comment?
Look, I regret certainly that a lot of people took it the wrong way, and I certainly regret that the DNC and Kamala Harris lied about
it. But do you regret what you said, Senator?
Look, Kristen, I'm going to say things from time to time that people disagree with. I'm a real person. I'm going to make jokes. I'm going to say things sarcastically. And I think that what's important is that we focus on the policy. There are certainly going to be things that I say. If I'm elected vice president, people are going to say, well, I wish he had said that differently. I think it's most important to actually be the person I actually am and to say those sarcastic comments were made in the service of a real substantive point. This country has become too anti-family. It's too expensive to afford a house. It's too expensive to afford groceries. Donald Trump and I want to change that. And unless we get better leadership, we're not going to.
But again, just very quickly, given that people have told you directly, have spoken out, have said that they were offended, they were hurt by those comments, do you wish you never made those childless cat lady comments?
I think that it's much more important for me to just be a normal human being who sometimes says things that people disagree with. I have a lot of regrets, Kristen, but making a joke 3 years ago is not on the top 10 of the list.
All right.
So she stuck with it. Earlier today, I think it was L.A. Tom saying, why don't reporters stick with these things? I give Kristen Welker credit. She kept with it. And finally got a real answer out of this guy.
Also, he doesn't regret it. He regrets that people took it the wrong way. That's like when you and your siblings, when you're all below the age of 10 are arguing and someone's like, well, I'm sorry, you're mad. I'm sorry for doing it.
Well, and that's the point is that he doesn't seem to realize or he doesn't care, more likely. He knew exactly what he was saying. He was going after a certain demographic of people and those are single individuals, people without children, people who normally vote perhaps on the Democratic Party ticket, trying to feed into the stereotype out there. He knew exactly what he was saying. And a thoughtful politician would say, you know what? I do regret saying it. It was kind of a boneheaded thing. It was a one-off, and I could have said it a lot better. But here's the point. He still could have made his points he wanted to politically and policy-wise, but simply apologized and said, yeah, I regret saying it that way. But see, he is in the Trump mold, the MAGA mold. Never apologize, never take responsibility, never go back. It's absolutism.
And also to never actually address the point, because he's like, oh, right. I was trying to make a point. Well, what was the point you were trying to make?
So back to this Axios article on this, why it matters, the statement that we're talking about was made back in 2021 in the Tucker Carlson Tonight Show, then on Fox, has been repeatedly framed by Vance as a sarcastic comment, which he just said there, underscoring his view of a quote-unquote anti-family country and haunted his reputation throughout the campaign. It's also become a rallying cry for women, that Democrats have seized on. Vance, who has made several recent television appearances as the GOP campaign shapes its strategy against Harris, was pressed, as we said there, as you heard, on the comment telling Kristen Welker of NBC News it was a joke. As he said, then he goes on trying to make these different points. But the fact that he said, quote, "I have a lot of regrets, Kristen, but making a joke 3 years ago is not at the top 10 of the list," unquote. Again, it's this rhetoric. The everything, we've talked about it on this program before, people have called in. That MAGA Republicans, Trumpism, every time they say something offensive, every time they say something racist, every time they say something misogynistic, every time they make fun of a disabled person, oh, it was a joke. He was being sarcastic. He didn't really mean that. Oh, I wish he wouldn't do those, he wouldn't have that rhetoric. Well, guess what? Words do matter. There have been occasional times on this program where I've apologized or walked back something that I said because I'm human. We all make mistakes. And the point is to look yourself in the mirror and realize those and try to do better. And the fact that this guy won't. And when you make fun of people who don't have children without even knowing their circumstances, many of these individuals want children and can't have them and are trying to use IVF. Some people choose, for various reasons, financial or otherwise, not to have children. And to say that because you don't have children, you are less than. That feeds into, directly or indirectly, what we saw earlier this week in Reedsburg, Wisconsin, where we have teenagers, high school teenage boys, singling out an Amish family because they're different and harassing them and finally being arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. People like J.D. Vance refuse to acknowledge, they know this, believe me, they simply refuse to acknowledge that their words and actions influence other people. And that part of the deconstruction of civil discourse and the rise of hate speech in this country is directly linked to Trump and Trumpism and the MAGA movement. And that's why they're struggling in the polls. They've done this to themselves, and I say this as a former Republican. They've allowed the Republican Party to be hijacked by Trumpism. The Republican Party that was founded in Ripon, Wisconsin, first presidential winner, Abraham Lincoln, that party no longer exists. It is Trump and Trumpism. And Vice President Harris and Governor Tim Walz did a remarkable job of seizing on patriotism, the American flag, chants of USA, uplifting our veterans, celebrating those who were injured in combat, those who died in combat, uplifting entrepreneurs, uplifting single parents, uplifting Americans in general, inclusivity. That's what sells politically. That's what wins hope, joy, positivity, the promise that tomorrow is going to be even better than it is today. And Trump and Trumpism have killed that in the former Republican Party. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. It's the All Ball Show in Civic Media.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle the scent of her privates.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on a Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. Coming up tomorrow, our friend and colleague, Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio, and also Trigvi Olson of the Senior Advisor of the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican. Going to discuss a lot of politics tomorrow on the show, also some legal matters, so stop in tomorrow. It's going to be a great show on a hump day here on Civic Media. And I believe now Luke Mathers, and the great guy that he is, he's nothing if not helpful. I believe now that Dan Schaefer, founder of the Recombobulation Area, which we announced earlier on this show, is now being folded into and a part of the Civic Media family, and I believe Dan Schaefer may join us as well.
That would be excellent.
So that's great news. Talking right now about J.D. Vance telling Kristen Welker on NBC News over the weekend he does not regret calling people childless cat ladies, anybody without a child or without being a parent, doesn't regret saying that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Matt, listening on WMDX in Middleton. Matt, thanks for calling. Let's see.
Hey, Todd, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
So in relation to J.D. Vance's opinions on this, my comment and issue also has to do with abortion, because I think they're related. I just found out yesterday my girlfriend's pregnant, and I'm truly, on one side, I'm struggling a lot with whether or not to keep the child, because I'm an older guy, I'm 48, she's 38, mm-hmm. But to J.D. Vance and these Republicans, why do you make it so hard to have a child in America? It is the number one reason that we're considering not having the child, because it's so damn expensive and difficult to raise children here. Other countries in the West do so much better at this. And it's the same with abortion. If you care about life so much, make it so that people don't feel they need to abort a child or discard a life. And I'm really struggling because I would love to have a kid, but I know how difficult it is here to do so, mm-hmm. especially when you're lower income or you're blue collar like myself. And I just wanted to say that and wanted your opinion on it. And if you would have any aspiring or hopeful message for me mm-hmm. when me and my girlfriend are deciding whether or not to keep this child.
Are you?
Thank you, Todd.
Well, I really appreciate you calling, Matt. First of all, thanks so much for being vulnerable. I mean, that takes guts to do that on the air. I'm not sure if you're willing to answer or not. If not, that's fine. But are you either you and your girlfriend people of faith at all or not so much? Are you people of faith? Are you religious at all or not so much?
No, I was raised by atheist parents. I'm more of an agnostic.
Sure.
I always felt myself that if a pregnancy happened, I would feel blessed and I would want to have that child. But like I said, it's just such a brutal road that I see ahead.
Right.
And I'm already pessimistic about the environment and the fact that the middle class is just a blip in history and things have typically been really rough.
Right. So, the only reason I asked, I meant no judgment in asking that question. I only asked because, people who are people of faith, whichever that faith might be, I think oftentimes going to a faith leader, a minister, a rabbi, so on and so forth, that can be beneficial. But in your case, if that's not the case, certainly, I would encourage you and your girlfriend sit down and have a heart to heart.
and then perhaps seek out whether it's your best friend, whether that's somebody in your family who you really think a lot of, somebody who really knows you, right? I mean, somebody that you feel comfortable with, that's known you for a while. It might be a coworker, whoever that is in your life. You know, you've had the faith and courage in me and in this show to be vulnerable today. That takes a lot of guts. So I would encourage you to do that with someone who knows you really well and think through this. Because I know sometimes in my life when I'm faced with really tough decisions, although I've never had that one, that sometimes when you're in it, you can't see it. Does that make sense? Like you can't really see the forest through the trees because we all get consumed with this emotion when we make tough decisions like this. So I would encourage you to have a conversation with someone that you trust, hopefully somebody that loves you as a friend or a family member, and not to say that you have to do what they tell you, but just say, hey, can you listen to me? You know me. I trust you. Help me think this through. And whether you do that, you know, together with your girlfriend or separately, and maybe she has somebody in her life like that as well. And get some outside counsel, not from just random people, but somebody who you love and trust and knows you. And because they're going to know your financial situation, they're going to know, you know, what your mental situation is, what your, you know, what you can physically go through. And so this is not my decision. You know, this is your decision in conjunction with your girlfriend. It's the two of you's decision. And I would just encourage you to talk to people that love you and that know you well, and to think on that and meditate it and get outside. I know it sounds goofy, but not today, probably a little bit too hot, but I find sometimes just getting out next to a lake or going for a walk and getting fresh air and making these decisions in conjunction with your girlfriend, it's the two of you's decision. And ultimately it's, you know, as we've said before, it's her body and her choice, but it sounds like you have a relationship where you can make this decision together, that you respect each other. So do that. And whatever decision you all come to, my heart goes out to you and we'll be thinking of you and sending good vibes because, you know, I can't imagine being in that decision or that choice. And I've never been there. But I've been through other tough decisions in my life. And sometimes it's the people that know us the best who can bring us the most clarity. So I'm not sure if that's helpful or not, but you've called into this program before. You seem like an awful thoughtful guy. And the mere fact that you've been vulnerable today, to me, that says a lot about you as a person. And I think if you go through and your girlfriend decide to have this child, that's the kind of parent that I would want if I were your kid. But if it doesn't right for you, then know that, you know, there's a reason for everything and you're still loved. So that would be my thought.
Thanks, Todd.
Yep, my pleasure, Matt. Thanks for calling. We wish you all the best, you and your girlfriend, on whatever you decide. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Karina in Milwaukee on WAUK. Karina, thanks for calling. Let's see you.
Hi, Todd. You know, besides the childless cat women, there's also, like, I have a hard time with postmenopausal, those females who should stay home and taking care of children. You know, if I had a chance to ask DJ Vance, are you going to retire me at 55, 54? Will I be able to retire and actually help my child with the grandchild? Because my retirement is only 65. Are you planning on changing in retirement for females as soon as I can bring a certification from the doctor that I'm menopausal? I mean, what are you talking about?
Yeah. All right. I think and these are the types of questions, Karina, as a woman, that I wish we'd get more women. Questions from women about women should be asked to these candidates, because we've had far too few, in my opinion, women candidates and women serving in elected office. And we never know what it's like until we walk in someone else's shoes. And oftentimes it's not possible for us to walk in those shoes. So I think it's always good we have representation, whether that's in candidates, whether that's in elected people, and certainly in our listening audience as well. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday on Civic Media.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican presidential ticket is campaigning in Wisconsin this week. Running mate J.D. Vance will speak in De Pere tomorrow. Donald Trump will hold a town hall in La Crosse Thursday night. The latest Marquette poll shows the race for Wisconsin's presidential votes in a virtual tie. The federal government is considering new regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time since the mid-1970s. John Rumpler of Environment America says it would be long overdue.
Slaughterhouses, the places where a lot of these animals are brought, release a huge amount of nitrogen and or phosphorus into our waterways.
The Environmental Protection Agency says slaughterhouses and large factory farms are driving a spike in harmful algae blooms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Road closures are officially underway for construction on Garfield Avenue near the Blatnick Bridge. According to a Northern News Now report, the north and southbound ramps to and from Garfield Avenue at I-535 have been closed and a detour route signed. The ramps are expected to be reopened in mid-October, so until then, Duluth-bound traffic on the bridge will need to follow the new bypass connection from the bridge to northbound I-35, 5th Avenue West, and Railroad Street. The detour is for the Twin Ports Interchange project. Two people were shot in the early hours of Saturday morning in the downtown Duluth area. According to the Duluth Police Department, the shooting occurred on the 100 block of East 3rd Street at around 2:15 a.m. on Saturday morning. A 56-year-old man who suffered a gunshot wound was taken to a local hospital, and authorities have not released an update on his condition. The other person that was shot, a 29-year-old man, took himself to the hospital and was later released. Authorities have not yet announced an arrest. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. This summer has been all drama at the box office, at least when it comes to returns. After a slow start back in May, things really picked up when Bad Boys Ride or Die hit the big screen, and things escalated from there with Inside Out 2 becoming the highest grossing animated film ever, and Deadpool and Wolverine becoming the highest grossing R-rated movie ever. A huge summer for Disney Studios, especially since Deadpool and Wolverine is not dead. After finishing in second place last week, thanks to the release of Alien Romulus after 2 weeks at the top, Deadpool and Wolverine regained the number one spot at the box office this past weekend after pulling in $18 million. Alien Romulus came in second place with just over $16 million. It Ends With Us, the surprise Blake Lively Channing Tatum hit, came in third place with $12 million. Tatum had two films in the top five this week as Blink Twice came in fourth place with just over $7 million. Faith-based film The Forge finished out the top five with just over $6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Rounds of showers and thunderstorms continue to work their way across the area today, some of which have the potential to be strong to severe, packing high winds, heavy downpours, and some hail. Otherwise today, cloudy, breezy, and much cooler, with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Pete Schwabe.
Dropping by on the next Nightlight is the owner of the Firehouse Comedy Club in Door County, Asher Brooks, and director, producer, musician, and founder of the fabulous website Wisconsinology, Frank Anderson.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Thank you.
wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. It is Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. Mr. Sommer's on the board. Excessive heat watches and warnings out for much of the southern third of the state, basically from La Crosse over to south of Wausau, more towards Stevens Point, actually, over to Oshkosh. Heat advisories. Then starting in Crawford, Richland County, Sauk County, Wisconsin Dells area, and south of that, heat warnings in effect, an excessive heat warning for southeast Wisconsin into late into tonight. Now that the sun is coming out in parts of the state again, we're really going to push those heat indexes with the humidity up into the 100s, and that could cause more severe weather as a cold front moves through later on tonight. So be aware of that. Keep it here at Civic Media or your favorite weather news source. Just be aware we could have some more severe weather later on into the evening. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Going to move on in a second, but want to clean up our phones, Mr. Sommers. Let's go to Stoughton in Dane County and CJ listening in Stoughton. CJ, thanks for holding to the break. What do you want to say?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd. You know, it's been so many days since Kamala has even, we don't know her policies, actually, which is pretty sad when you're supposed to inform your voters, because we've been, I guess it's been referenced that she's flip-flopping on a lot of policies that she's believed for many years. But
I'm not aware of those, but go ahead.
One thing I don't like to hear is people misrepresent what Republicans, conservatives, Donald Trump believes about the abortion issue. It went back to the states. And the mere fact that, you know, this Governor Walz signed a bill with absolutely no restrictions and then allowed 8 babies to die on the table without any help,
CJ, that
doesn't change how those are referenced. I'd like to ask, do you think the Democrat Party or Kamala believes in any restrictions? Because Donald Trump believes in the exceptions for rape and incest and 13 to 15 weeks. He stated that. I know
he also said he would sign national abortion ban. And he also said on the record to Chris Matthews on television that he thinks that women should be penalized for having an abortion.
You know, and
that's what
you
he said.
Allow Kamala to flip flop on all kinds of
that's
issues.
What he said.
This is, you know, he's willing to answer questions. She's not. Right. She refuses.
We appreciate you calling in, TJ. I appreciate you calling in. I wanted to let CJ go a little bit because I wanted to, you know, have him get his voice out there. But this is the narrative, and this is why I think it's so unfortunate that people who listen only to Fox News, and we talked about this yesterday, where do we get our news from? And I include people who listen to this show. Don't just listen to Todd all the time. Get it from a varied news source. But I think that caller is representative of a lot of people who only listen to Fox News. And what the misinformation there is, and we've had Dr. Krista Lierley and OBGYN on this program before, the narrative is that, you know, this quote-unquote abortion on demand, up to and through birth, that you know, fetuses, babies are being killed post-birth on tables. That is simply not true. That is a false narrative. That is a lie that continues to be propagated by Fox News. What we miss in this conversation, instead of being thoughtful, and Trygve Olson has talked about this time, he and his wife lost a child. We've talked about IVF treatments, that there are times when a woman who is pregnant, who wants to have the child, has complications a long way into the pregnancy, could be 8 or 9 months. And there are complications whereby it's either the fetus or the mother. And in order to save the mother's life, unfortunately, a procedure has to be done, or the baby just voluntarily kind of, to a layman's term, dies in the uterus or in the womb and has to be taken. And that's technically, quote unquote, by the law, an abortion. That does not mean that Democrats approve or want abortion on demand. What that means is that it is allowing to save the life of a mother. And this narrative that somehow what Trump has done is he got caught, just like Project 2025. He got caught in the truth. And now he's trying to walk it back and saying that, you know, he'll put only a certain weeks in for restrictions. He'll make exceptions for the endangerment of the mother's life. He has also said beforehand that he would sign a national abortion ban in Project 2025. This is laid out clearly. We've played the clip before. Mr. Zomers, if we can find it, fine. If we can't, that's fine. We'll play it later. Of Donald Trump telling Chris Matthews on MSNBC Hardball that he believed that there should be penalties for women who have abortions. And again, he has taken credit, Donald Trump has. He has taken credit for appointing three Supreme Court judges that overturned Roe v. Wade, that denied women health care. He's proud of that. This is about winning an election. Here is a great job by Zomers. Here's the clip of Donald Trump talking to Chris Matthews.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
There has to be punishment in some form. That is Donald Trump's own words. He wants to punish women for going through a procedure that could be deemed an abortion. That includes anything. Maybe the mother wants to have this child, but she has to have a procedure that's technically, legally an abortion, and Trump wants her to be punished. He said it. You heard it in his own words. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Lynn at Economowoc, thanks for holding. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Ted. I think this decision should be made between a woman and her doctor, and I agree with Tim Walz's ruling or law that signed the law that it's on the table and the woman and her doctor should make the decision.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Lynn. And I'm someone who, you know, is a person of faith for a long time in my life. I consider myself pro-life with the exceptions of rape, incest, or endangerment on the mother's life. But as, you know, I have two nieces, one's in their 20s, one is a teenager. And I've gotten to the point in my life, you know, a few years ago where I said, you know what, it's not, as a guy especially, it has to be up to the woman. And in my opinion, depending upon her life, the woman, her partner, her clergy, if she has one, and her doctor. And those people have to make this decision. They have to talk about it and find out what's best for her. And I, as a dude, should not have a say over that. I don't. And as Trygve Olsen, my broadcast partner, likes to say, just like he doesn't like government telling us as hunters how many shotguns we should own to go turkey or pheasant hunting, the government should also stay out of women's lives about telling them about their own bodies. As Tim Walz says, in the Midwest, we have a saying, mind your own damn business. And I concur. Thank you, Lynn. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Louise in Kewaunee. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me. I just listened to CJ, actually just got in my car and listened to CJ give his opinion about abortion rights. And I do not understand men because we do not understand pregnancy, all the complications that go along with pregnancy, that there's so many things that can happen. And there's so many men that know so much about abortion, it blows my mind.
I agree.
So
I agree with you, Louise.
And I've been in a position, this was in the late 80s, where I had to go in and go through 12 hours of labor because my baby had anencephaly where the skull and brain didn't develop. So it was a very traumatic thing, and I could not imagine the government being involved in something like that.
Yeah.
It was just awful. So I just wanted to voice my opinion on these men that just need to know so much about a woman's body.
Well, thank you for being vulnerable. Thank you for sharing that. That takes courage. And I'm glad that you put that out there because, again, we as men could never even begin to understand what you and so many women like you have gone through and continue to go through. So thank you for sharing your story, Louise.
You bet, Todd. You have a great day.
You as well, Louise and Kewaunee. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jeff, listening on WAUK in Waukesha, makes a great point. Jeff in Shorewood says, quote, if you're against abortion, don't have one, unquote. Which is, again, people that are so adamantly, you know, these 100% pro-lifers or people that want to overturn Roe v. Wade. Well, it's about pro-life, they say. It's about pro-life. Well, great. If you or your partner or your spouse are pregnant, then have the child. If you or your partner or spouse decide that you want to give it up for adoption, do that. No one is forcing anyone under Roe v. Wade or any other law. No one's forcing a woman to have an abortion. What's happened under the Trump Supreme Court is we have had women's rights taken away from their choice to have an abortion. So no one under Roe v. Wade was forcing a person to have an abortion. You're free to have that choice. But now we're in a situation, and this whole narrative is, well, we'll send it back to the states. So you're saying that argument to me says, so if I'm in an area where my state and the three or four around me don't allow abortion, then you're asking women to travel four or five states away for health care. And in the meantime, and we've seen this already, women dying, bleeding out. And these aren't women, by the way, who went in specifically to have a procedure done. They are women who wanted these children, who had life emergencies, but because the way the state law is written, even in that case, where it was to, quote, save the mother's life, even in that case, the way the Republican legislatures in these states wrote the laws, the OBGYN doctors were afraid to save the life of the mother for fear of going to jail. And Republicans write these laws that way on purpose. Don't fool yourself. I was part of a Republican caucus. I've seen them. So spare me the lecture on, well, it's up to the state's rights. MAGA Republican Trumpism is an attack on women's rights and women's bodies, and it must be stopped at the polls in November. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And by the way, that is not antithetical if you are a conservative. If you love freedom, if you love the freedom to have a shotgun to shoot turkeys and pheasants, if you are a freedom-loving person to have land and property owners' rights, then you should also love freedom for women to have health care and to do with their bodies as they so choose. This election, more than any other in my lifetime, is about freedom. The freedom to have control over one's body. The freedom to be prosperous and to be a small business owner. The freedom to own a gun and go pheasant hunting. The freedom to love who we love. The freedom to vote in a democracy. Donald Trump, appearing earlier this year before a Christian coalition convention, and calling on Christians, just vote this one time, he said. That's all you're going to have to do. Next time, we'll have it fixed, quote unquote. Have it fixed. In other words, democracy will be dead. This election is about freedom. And that's why it's so critically important that we're a registered vote. It's so critically important that we get out and vote. It's so critically important that we ask our friends and neighbors if they are registered and get to the polls. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. George Michael, sing it on the way out. It's about freedom on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A recent survey found that in the last year, 25% of Americans used Buy Now, Pay Later services like Afterpay or Klarna or Zip. We spend more with Buy Now, Pay Later because, you know, six easy payments of $30 feels more affordable than $180 all at once for that cowboy hat or those leggings or that Yeti cooler. But when paying the full price for something feels uncomfortable, that is a clear sign for me that the purchase probably doesn't align with my financial goals. If Buy Now, Pay Later is helping somebody replace a necessary thing, like an appliance or something like that, that's a sign that their emergency fund plan needs some attention so they don't have to finance those situations. Buy Now, Pay Later encourages us to develop money behaviors that aren't that helpful for our long-term financial security. For more money tips, check out Work Buddy Media on YouTube. Take good care.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Todd Lowball Show on Civic Media, where it's 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from ABC and CBS News time, depending upon which of the stations in the Civic Media Network you are listening to. Remember, several heat advisories, heat watches, heat warnings out basically of a line from La Crosse over to the Stevens Point area, Wisconsin Rapids, and then over to Oshkosh. Everything south of that, you're under a heat advisory or a heat excessive heat warning, particularly in southeast Wisconsin, well into the evening hours. We may see some more strong storms across southern Wisconsin later on tonight, so be aware of that. Maggie Dawn coming up after the top of the hour news. Right now talking about abortion, and brought up by a caller, and talking about the consequences of this election coming up in November. Want to go to WRCE, back in the old hometown, Richland Center. Monica calling from Richland Center. Monica, thanks for calling. What say you?
I just wanted to make a comment. I'm not looking for kudos. My husband and I have a comment for people that are 100% anti-abortion. We are in our 60s. Our youngest kids are in high school. We have always done foster care and adopted children. So therefore, if you're anti-abortion, put your actions where your mouth is.
Yeah.
That's our philosophy, that you can't just preach it. You have to walk the walk.
Right. No, I really,
whether you agree or disagree.
And I think that what you just called out there with foster care, adoptive care, I mean, these are all important things in our community. So I applaud you and your husband for being involved and helping out.
Right. But you can't say you're 100% against if you're not willing to do something to help.
Right. Appreciate the call, Monica. Thank you so very much. Back at WRCE, AM 1450 and FM 107.7 in beautiful southwest Wisconsin. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I'm going to end on this. We'll see how far we get. We have to pick back up on it tomorrow. I don't often read a lot verbatim, but this is from Esquire.com, written by Charles P. Pierce. The title of the editorial, "How the Hell Was Donald Trump Allowed to Use Arlington National Cemetery as a Campaign Prop?" I quote, "Well, luckily for the former president's campaign, it wasn't raining on Monday when he grotesquely used Arlington National Cemetery as a campaign prop, because as we know, he gets a little nervous around soldiers' graves in the rain. And he says things that require him to lie his ass off later. Most recently, of course, he devalued the Congressional Medal of Honor in favor of a bauble he draped on Rush Limbaugh and the wife of one of the sleaziest of sleazy donors. So the sun was out and shining as this third-generation draft dodger pretended to care about the soldiers who were suckers and losers enough to get killed during the United States withdrawal from its Afghanistan adventure. How in the hell this was allowed to happen is beyond me." Again, reading the words of Charles P. Pierce from Esquire. "Arlington is the country's most hallowed ground. Just ask our tour guides. Arlington is profaned by his presence on just an average day. But to allow itself to be used for the purpose of propping up one of the Republicans' most party's most noxious half-truths as promulgated by its most noxious elements personified by its most noxious candidate is an insult to the over 400 Medal of Honor awardees buried there. This from The Hill, quoting Donald Trump, quote, "This is the third anniversary of the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, the most embarrassing monument in the history of our country," Trump posted on Truth Social. "Gross incompetence, 13 dead American soldiers, hundreds of people wounded and dead Americans, and billions of dollars of military equipment left behind. You don't take our soldiers out first, you take them out last. What else is successfully done?" he added. "Russia then invaded Ukraine. Israel was attacked, and the U.S. became and is a laughingstock all over the world," unquote, from Trump. Wait, what you do is take out the weaponry before you take out our soldiers? This seems to be one major flaw in his plan. It'll be argued that the former president was invited to the Monday ceremony by some family members of slain soldiers, and that's good as so far as it goes, which isn't very far, because as sure as Mar-a-Lago is in hock, they will get nothing in return from his appearance. The man is a black hole of entitlement and an emotional greed that runs as deeply in him as his lust for money. If the family has found a kind of peace in his presence on Monday, I respect that, and I hope it brings them solace. But as a citizen of the United States, and therefore someone with a stake in places like Arlington, I choose to look upon his presence there as obscene. Unquote. Editorial by Charles P. Pierce, Esquire.com.
Wow.
Well written, I thought, Mr. Zomers.
Absolutely.
John Kelly, former chief of staff for Trump, four-star retired Marine general, has confirmed on multiple occasions that Trump called veterans and those who died in service suckers and losers. Here is Trump appearing to confirm that, yes, John Kelly confirmed this. Here's Trump.
"The one confirmation was a guy that I fired, a terrible, stupid person, actually, that couldn't do the job well, and I fired him, and he sort of confirmed it. I don't know how he confirmed it, but he did."
He kind of confirmed it, John Kelly. John Kelly, one of the most decorated service members in American history. In an interview with CNN and also The Atlantic, John Kelly said this, quote, "A person that thinks those who defend their country in uniform or are shot down or seriously wounded in combat or spend years being tortured as POWs are all, quote, suckers, unquote, because, quote, there is nothing in it for them, unquote," Kelly said of Trump. "A person that did not want to be seen in the presence of military amputees because, quote, it doesn't look good for me," unquote. "A person who demonstrated open contempt for a Gold Star family or for all Gold Star families on TV during the 2016 campaign and rants that our most precious heroes who gave their lives in America's defense are, quote, losers and wouldn't visit their graves in France," unquote. That is a real American hero, a four-star retired Marine general, John Kelly, who knew Trump better than almost anybody could and has confirmed that this is the guy who wants to be the commander-in-chief again. That is obscene. And it's obscene. I agree with the author that he was at Arlington. Great show today. Appreciate all of you being here, particularly Luke Mathers, Mr. Aaron Zomer. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. We have Pat Kreitlow and Mr. Trigby Olson tomorrow. See you then. Whatever you believe in, whatever you fight for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, a woman who spoke at the Democratic convention talks about the progress finally being made to remove lead water pipes in Wisconsin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Earl
Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.